There's a moderate Democrat with establishment support facing an opponent from the left who has support of Democrat socialists. It's not Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. It's Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan and Stephanie Smith, the two Democrats running in the 13th Congressional District in the March 17th primary. The winner will face Republican incumbent Rodney Davis in November. On health care, Smith says she supports Medicare for All, a single-player, government-run model of health care reform in which private insurance would mostly go away. Londrigan supports a more limited public option, where private insurance would still exist, but people would get to choose a government insurance plan instead. Smith says that's not good enough.
When I say Medicare for All, I mean single payer. I don't mean a public option. I believe that undercuts the point of the program and still does not address the sort of corruption that we see in the medical and insurance industry. But for me, the biggest difference is the policies that Londrigan and Davis support would still put people like me and people more vulnerable than me in their grave. This is a life or death issue for working class people. We have seen the Decatur teaching assistants lose their health care in the midst of contract negotiations. This is absolutely a life or death issue in this race.
Why is a public option not sufficient?
Because it still allows for the sort of insurance industry corruption that has led to this disaster as is. Like, I have employer-provided health insurance. I have a chronic disease. It requires many specialists. I have what is considered really good insurance, and I still cannot afford the basic treatment that I need on a regular basis. Even people who are well off are struggling under this system. Even people who are very well off find themselves bankrupt because they get a cancer diagnosis. The public option will do nothing to address that.
So Democrats were not even able to pass a public option during the Obama administration. So tactically, if you were elected, how would you go about passing something like Medicare for All, single payer, that is much larger in scope than that?
I've been trying to network with other races throughout the nation, including Senate races. The thing is, the House is passing bills. They're sitting in the Senate. I am not going to mince words here. Our federal government is not functioning. If anybody is in a House race promising that they can move any legislation, they are lying.
Do you think the 13th district wants a single-payer health care system? I mean, this is a district that's elected Donald Trump. It sent a Republican back to Congress over and over again. What is your read on the district and what the district wants?
I actually do not believe that this is a partisan issue. I know the sort of people that I grew up with. I grew up in Leroy, Illinois. I come from farmers. I am a rural, working-class person. Those are my values. And I have seen the way that healthcare policy has devastated our communities. Rural hospitals are losing funding. They're losing doctors. This is not a partisan issue. This has nothing to do with politics. This is life or death for many of us, regardless of who we check when it comes to a presidential race or a congressional race.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm speaking with Stephanie Smith of Urbana, a Democrat running for the 13th Congressional District in the March 17th primary against Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan. So, Stephanie, let's pivot to the economy. Congressman Davis is likely to run for re-election based in part on his support for the corporate and individual tax cuts that he helped pass in late 2017. I would think he will argue that those tax cuts are a main reason why the economy is doing as well as it is, in his view. What is your response to that argument?
The economy is doing well for whom? Not the people I'm around who have to collect jobs like they're Pokemon just to pay their bills. You know, like, these broad brush numbers about stocks going up or down and how great the economy is actually don't translate into much for the everyday lives of everyday people in our district. Honestly, I don't hear too many people talk about the economy other than the fact that the numbers and the things that they hear about aren't relevant to their experiences.
What are some specific things that you would try to accomplish when it comes to economic policy if you were elected?
I think anything that bolsters worker rights, that supports a living wage. I believe that getting rid of predatory independent contractor status, which is used heavily in the gig economy as well as in the adult entertainment industry. I believe those are really, really important issues. I believe when we talk about lower wage workers, we have to talk about how franchising is used as a means to brush off certain standards of worker rights. I think that there are a lot of things that we can do to address the economy locally that is centered around worker rights, bolstering unions, bolstering worker participation in civics. And from there, we'll see more of what we need. But we do need to be focusing on sustainable agricultural processes that can actually weather the sort of storms and historic flooding that we've been seeing as a result of climate change. We need to have infrastructure and manufacturing jobs that are actually going to be in line with a vision for a future and not stuck in some ideas about the past, right? Like, everything is different now. We have to reckon with that. We can't keep trying the same old things.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm speaking with Stephanie Smith of Urbana, a Democratic candidate running for the 13th Congressional District in the March 17th primary. So, Stephanie, the Democratic Party is obviously doing a bit of soul-searching right now. The race for president is really now down between Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, and the tension between their two poles of the party has certainly, you know, played out throughout the campaign. So there may be some Democrats in this district who think that you may be too far to the left on issues like health care, Green New Deal, tuition-free public universities. What is your response to those types of voters?
I have voted blue no matter who as harm reduction and suffered decades of bad policy because of it. If they think that I am too far left because I actually want policy that supports people and will aid in their survival, I think that they are the ones facing a moral crisis, not me.
So I want to ask you about an incident that happened in Champaign last month. There was a small handful of people who identified as Democratic socialists and supporters of the Sanders campaign who confronted Betsy Dirksen-Lonergan.
Oh, no. Where did you hear that?
All over the media. And on your Facebook page, actually.
Those people, I do not believe I self-identified as that. That was spin, as far as I know.
How would you identify them?
They were people of color and LGBTQ activists.
Okay, so they were shouting at Betsy Lonergan as she was sitting in a car, I think after or before a campaign event in the Champaign area.
When do we want it? Now. Block her in, block her in. When do we want it? When do we want it? Now. What do we want? When do we want it?
Tried to enter the meet and greet, and they were denied entry.
Okay. And what did you think about what you saw in the video?
The video, honestly, does not show much. It's shaky. You can hear somebody yelling off camera, "Stop pushing me." Eyewitness accounts say that person was body-checking protesters off camera while they were yelling that. I don't really know what to make of the video. It's not clear, but I do know that the scandal surrounding it was pretty well manufactured.
What do you mean manufactured?
I mean that it wasn't accurate reporting. It was sensationalized. It was false. And I had a bunch of people clamoring for me to throw protesters and people protesting against ICE. People protesting for Medicare for All. People protesting because they want answers about the Green New Deal and her stance. And she's been unwilling to do those things or have a debate. These people just wanted answers from somebody trying to represent them. I'm not going to throw people under the bus for that. I'm absolutely not. That's their choice. I wasn't involved. I don't think that's the most effective form of protest, but the idea that I should be made accountable for that is absolutely ludicrous.
So this whole question, the reason I'm asking about it, and I don't want to sensationalize it any more than it needs to be, but I think there are a lot of Democrats who have seen the Trump administration and have been very disturbed by his behavior and his lack of civility to people of all stripes, right? And so when they see something like this, and they don't see it as a very civil act of political protest, they see it as rather uncivil, they're troubled by it. So that's why I'm asking what you think of the behavior. That's the reason people are curious.
Yeah, I have a real big concern about that behavior, to be honest, because when we have children being raped, beaten, murdered, tortured in cages, and people are upset because somebody spoke a little too loudly to somebody running to be a representative, I think the moral problem, once again, lies with the people who do not understand what civility is.
That's Democratic congressional candidate Stephanie Smith speaking with Ryan Denham. Smith faces Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan in the March 17th Democratic primary for the nomination for the 13th District House seat.